So today we're going to talk about some of your experience with foster care placements for unaccompanied minors. Let's start a little list of things you have come across in your work. Katya, do you have some experiences to share?
Yes, I find that one recurrent problem is placing female minors into families with men. The girls can be uneasy and find it difficult to integrate into the family to begin with. On the other hand, it can be tricky for female social workers and family members to be respected by male unaccompanied minors, particularly teenagers. For example, I had a 16-year-old boy who wasn't going to class, and when I talked to him, he insulted me and got angry.
Yes, Anne, did you want to add anything? Yes. In my experience, living through a war zone has caused significant mental anguish to some of our young clients, and I would insist on the importance of psychological aid for them as soon as possible, and that the psychological support is continued in the foster care, and that the family are included at some point to help them understand the child's distress.
Yes, I agree with Anne, but there are also more routine problems we can see. They tend to come from the adaptation to a structure. For example, young men who have crossed Europe and lived in difficult situations are sometimes not aware of the need for personal hygiene and find it hard to respect rules.
Of course we see that, but we can also see bigger cultural differences with alcohol and Ramadan, for example. These are all common issues raised by the team supporting foster placement for the unaccompanied minor, that's true.